This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I know a lot of farm families where there's some great traditions played out, and it's fun for me, especially this time of the year, to watch the social media, seeing how parents and grandparents that I've known so well are leading their children and grandkids through the great farm traditions the way our folks did us. One thing I remember so well is how Dad taught us to care for the equipment on the farm, to get as much use out of it as possible. And with the costs of farming being what they are today, many growers are handing down that wisdom, and that includes lubrication with Mystic Lubricants to keep the machines working harder for longer, season after season. With Mystic products like their legendary JT6 greases, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. Yes, it's what they call lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. On my personal Twitter account this week, I thought I would survey farmers in a very unscientific, just because I wanted to know, poll about farmer voting in the midterm election next week. So I posed the question this way. It is often said that farmers are not one-issue voters, but I am wondering about the degree to which producers will vote their pocketbooks amid the challenges of a down farm economy. I asked the farmers who follow me how they plan to vote in the midterm election, and some 740 people responded. 15% said their vote would be a vote against Donald Trump. 7% said they'll sit this one out. And 78% of the respondents said they would vote with the president. Now, of course, as I say, there was nothing scientific about my survey. There was no guarantee that those responding were actually farmers. But now the Washington-based Agriculture News Service, AgriPulse, came out with its own survey after I did mine. They commissioned Aimpoint Research to do a telephone survey of 600 commercial farmers and ranchers during the last 2 weeks of October. And guess what? Their findings weren't that much different than my little informal Twitter survey. AgriPulse reported 79% of the farmers reached by telephone either approve or strongly approve of President Trump. 19% said they disapprove. From This Week in Agribusiness and Partly Personal, next week is the annual convention of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. As immediate past president of the NAFB, I have certainly fewer responsibilities at this event in Kansas City, but we will help celebrate 75 years of the association. While I'm there, our colleague Steve Alexander will join you here next week. There is evidence that our twice-a-year routine, adjusting our clocks, can have a serious impact on mood and motor skills and appetite and even your heart. This is the weekend we change our clocks, turning them back an hour. Researchers say after there's a time change, we tend to be less productive, we have more workplace injuries, and can be involved in more car crashes in this country. So, in the wake of the time change, and change the battery on your smoke alarm, but do your best to stay alert these next few days. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.